message where we spoke about testimony. And we're going to say a little bit more about that today. Amen? Hallelujah. And actually, seemed like it was heavy last time as far as like, whoa, but you know, actually it's not that difficult to understand. We were in Jeremiah chapter 1. The Lord says there that I am active, watching over my word. Thank you, sister, because she knows I get all over the place. I am alive and active, watching over my word to perform it. Okay? We all like sports. Football, basketball, baseball. What are those guys watching over to perform? They're watching over that ball.
Yeah.
It's all about the ball.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball. It's where to put the ball. You get it over the goal, you touchdown. If you get the ball in the basket, you score 2-3 points at whatever point you were. And in baseball, oh man, we all love that. Grand slam.
Yes,
over the wall. Out of the park. Our Father is watching over His Word. If we will stay in this Word, memorize this Word, feast on this Word like you feast and eat on your normal, regular food. When you open your mouth and speak. Where we spoke about testimony. And we're going to say a little bit more about that today. Amen? Hallelujah. And actually, seemed like it was heavy last time as far as like, whoa, but you know, actually it's not that difficult to understand. We were in Jeremiah chapter 1. The Lord says there that I am active, watching over my word. Thank you, sister, because she knows I get all over the place. I am alive and active, watching over my word to perform it. Okay? We all like sports. Football, basketball, baseball. What are those guys watching over to perform? They're watching over that ball.
Yeah.
It's all about the ball.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball. It's where to put the ball. You get it over the goal, you touchdown. If you get the ball in the basket, you score 2-3 points at whatever point you were. And in baseball, oh man, we all love that. Grand slam.
Yes,
over the wall. Out of the park. Our Father is watching over His word. Memorize this word. Feast on this word like you feast and eat on your normal, regular food. When you open your mouth and speak the word, you will hit it out of the park. And what was ever needed for you, for somebody else, for your city, for your nation, whatever it is, it will come to pass because God said, I am alert and I am watching over my word to perform it. Amen? It is His testimony. Amen? The last time we said that in Hebrew, time is alive. And that's where I think some of the heaviness is in. And heavy as in, whoa, we don't hear that here where we are. But in Hebrew, time is alive. When did Jesus die on the cross? He didn't just die, whatever, it was over 2,000 years ago. That was a manifestation. When did He die? Before the foundation of the world.
Before.
So when God remembered to keep His covenant with the people that He made that fell and came into sin, He remembered His own word and He brought the time back around where He had already died before. And the manifestation came on that hill for a testimony, for an evidence that I am a God that watches over my word to perform it. He didn't die on that hill then. He died before. He spoke to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before. I didn't just know you when I was forming you. He knew every single one of you. He knew me when He first created everything. Then He released it to go forth. Thank you, Father, for your word. Woo! I'm going to take a little different turn. Psalms 106. Karen asked me this morning my scripture verse. I never have one. I never have just the main one. Kathy will tell you, I am all over the place all the time. I have to do like this so that I got to just rein me in. And I heard on the way here, a testimony, Lord, that He said, it's not your testimony. My testimony. It's His testimony. I said this last time, we need to be careful how we share a testimony. Don't give so much glory to the enemy in your testimony. Yes, something came against you, but you give the shortest of time to that. You give the greatest time to the Lord. And last night when I was meditating on that, I thought, what is the best way to do that? Testimony in Hebrew, we were fussed again about last time, is it means to do it again. Repeat. So if in my testimony, how I can mark and measure how much glory the enemy deserves, no glory, he has no glory, don't give him glory. How can I measure him within when I am sharing the goodness of God? We need detail, but be careful how much negative details in that. Make that short. So what's my measuring line? If testimony is to do it again, do I want the enemy doing that again? No, so that's my measuring line.
My God. Alright.
I want my measuring line to be longer on the Lord's side.
That's right.
But if we'll keep, we just need to keep speaking the word. We need to keep speaking the word. Hallelujah. Let's reflect on this with Psalms 106. Let's start it. Oh, you know, you can always keep going back. Don't want to, okay. All right, let's just start at 42. Their enemy, speaking of Israel, also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under the hand of their foes. Many times, here's the keys. All of these next ones are the keys. Many times did God deliver them, verse 43, but they were rebellious. Many times did God deliver them, but they were rebellious. Many times has God already delivered us, but it is our rebellion. And rebellion doesn't have to be large. I don't need a sizable pebble in my shoe to irritate me. It can be the smallest thing, and I got to untie that thing, shake that thing out. And sometimes, have you all not had, I mean, just the smallest little piece of dirt or something, that you would think it was large in there. Or the little threads on the inside of a sock when you wash and dry them. And you got to take that off, turn it inside out, get it out of that corner, and put it back on.
Yeah.
So don't think of this, the rebellion being so large. It can be the smallest, irritating. Many times did he deliver them. But they were rebellious in their counsel. Are you listening to the counsel of God? And sank low through their iniquity. Nevertheless, thank God for nevertheless. Thank God for the if, ands, and buts in the Word of God. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress. He regarded that irritation. When he heard their cry, and he earnestly remembered. That's another one of our key words in this today. Whatever we're going to call all this. He remembered for their sake, for our sake, his covenant, his testimony. Amen. He remembered for their sake his covenant, and he relented their sentence of evil, comforting and easing himself. Oh, he's a good, good father. He's a good, good father. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a good, good father. Jesus, hallelujah. Testimony. Remembering. Do it again. Again, last time, I think when we spoke about our time here, I don't like to call, if you're in Christ, you are no longer a Gentile. You're okay. But anyway, we, saying that to say that we think of time in lineal.
Yes.
We're born, we do this, we do that, we're dead, we die. Repeating from last time for those that were not here, in Hebrew, time is circular. It's moving. Time is alive.
Yes.
Here's a way that the Lord showed me that we do it all the time. See, we were like, woo, that was a lot on our brain. Let me, I gotta think about it. We do it all the time, Sister Cynthia. In our prayer. God, David went through that. We pull open our Bible.
Yes.
We find where David went through this. We find where Israel, where Isaac went through this. We find where Abraham went through this. We find where Rachel, where Hannah, where Samson, where Gideon went through this. We pull open the Word of God and we go to that scripture and we start speaking it out. Because they got a testimony.
Yes. Yes.
What is the testimony? The testimony is the covenant of God. It is His promise. It is His promised Word where He brought it to them. God, if you do it for them, you'll do it for me.
Yes, yes.
That's all there is to it.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't a big head sinker. It even felt like that to me because I even said I got to keep thinking. The Lord said, it's not that difficult, daughter. You already do this.
Oh, my God.
You did this for Jeremiah.
Yes.
God, you did this for Paul.
Yes.
Paul said this. Peter said that. The only thing that we need to more understand is that God's doing it again. That it's a real thing. That time is actually alive. He's giving us evidence. He's giving us more understanding and more revelation that time is actually alive. I, myself, can't get back yesterday and make my girls little again and hold them. See, that's our mindset here. That's not what God's speaking about. He can. I can't. Time in Him is alive. He can step back into this time. He can step into right now. And He can step into, because He's not in time. But He can step into it. See, the last time I gave the testimony of my little dog, remember that? And I asked God, I was asking you to watch her. And when I was leaving the bed, I said, why, God? I expected you to keep your promise that you protect what's mine. He said, you'll see my glory. Now, see, the Lord, he said to share this with you. See, we're talking about, and time is marked. Testimony is marked. It's a place you can go back to. So see, when I'm in another situation, He showed me glory in that. He'll show Carmen glory again in something else. Because I can go back to that place on that road in Florida. I can take you back to that stoplight, that party right there. I can take you back to that place in my car or back in my house. And I can take you right there where God spoke to me. I can take myself right back there and I can say, God, in that place, you said, I will see your glory. Lord, you know my situation, whatever I'm dealing in right now. And if you show me glory in that, you're going to show me glory in this, because that is the testimony. See, and I told you last time about the rabbis, that they're experiencing healing and different things in Israel, because people that have been delivered and healed from certain things are sharing their testimony with somebody else. Just that testimony, what God did over them, and that person, see, they're taking them into that marked place.
Yes.
Here. There's something more there than that.
Somebody
got to study out about that rock. I know that rock was Jesus. He had his head in the lap of Jesus. But how? I mean, if that was a true physical rock, Lord have mercy. I can't hardly sleep on a soft pillow, but I know I can't sleep on no rock. Woo, that had to be God. Woo, that had to be God. Woo. No spoken word from God. Not one spoken word from God is without power. Because then he'd be a liar. And my father is not a liar. Tells us in Numbers, he is not a man that he would lie. Woo! Not one word of this. Hallelujah. Oh, testimony. A true testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation. We all know this one. But I think, I mean, there was a lot of definitions for this word, but this was my favorite. Revelation 12:11. They overcome. We all know this one. They overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word. Now, there is one version that says his testimony. Some other versions say our testimony. But that word blood right there, they overcome by the blood. I don't know where I got this from, and it could have just been straight from God. I honestly don't know, but I know for a lot of years, and I believe too it was in Florence. Oh, I had a huge growth spot up and when I lived in Florence. And much of my prayers, especially for mercy, for others, for me, when I would cry out for mercy, I would always say, even now, Kathy, you better like this one. I'd say, Father, look at the mercy seat and see the blood. Because Jesus, when he went back into the heavens, what did he do with the blood? He placed it on the mercy seat. So I always, Father, thank you. Look at the seat. Look at the mercy seat and see the blood. And then I go on with the prayer. I look this up. And this, in one of the meanings, one of the meanings of this word blood right here means seat of life. That word blood in Revelation 12:11. One of the meanings is seat of life. Woo! Father, look upon the seat of mercy. For you declare that it is the seat of life, O God. When you look upon that seat, Father God, and you see your blood that you place there, there is no other God. There is no other God in any religion that has ever done anything for a people that's followed it. It is always a people that do for that God. Lord God, that showed us right there that it is fake, false, there is no such thing. You are the true and living God, and there is none before you, and there will not be after you. There is none that sit beside you, O God. I thank you that you see the seat, the blood that you placed on that seat, Father God, and you declare that it is a seat of life. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that we sit on that seat of life with our Savior. Father God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you that I sit on the seat of life with my Savior, Jesus. get what we really need, because we're not... Woo! We don't rejoice enough! Hallelujah! Well, I'm in a hard place. Sometimes we look at others and think, and I say this almost every time, we think that they don't have issues. Oh, I'll tell you what, the one that you think don't have issues, I've got so much more issues than you could ever imagine.
Yes.
I have to stir myself back up and laugh. Even if it starts off with a fake laugh, because devil, you are not going to have your way. And the way that he doesn't get his way is when we'll act and be the children, the child of God that we're supposed to be. And if it is the word that delivers, why aren't we speaking it? Why aren't we living it? You'll live it more, and it'll come easier if you'll just speak it. So worried about living it and making a mistake, if you'll just speak it. If you make a mistake, didn't we just read in Psalms 106 that nevertheless, he just, let's read that again. Let's read it again. I already flipped away from it, but I'll flip back. I'll find it in here somewhere. Hallelujah. It's in a marked place. It's where it's supposed to be. It's a testimony. It's a testimony. Let me find a testimony. Let me find a testimony. Let me find a marked place where if God did it for them, He won't just do it for me because He did it for you. He'll do it for me because it's His word, because it's His covenant, because it's His testimony. Because He will keep His promise. Psalms 106. Woo, woo, woo. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress when he heard their cry. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress. He regarded my distress when he heard my cry. And even though the verse before says, because they were rebellious, because I was rebellious, nevertheless, when I cried, remember, woo, and God remembered. Okay, let's go to Numbers. I got so much to say, I'm not going to get to it again. See, I always think I'm not going to have enough. Hallelujah. Numbers. And I'll tell you right in just a second, because it's either 9 or 10. I got to find it. It's in this testimony. Hallelujah. I'm going to start calling your word testimony. I'm going to go look for it in the testimonies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. Help me to find Numbers. Ah, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers 10:9. How many of y'all are in a battle, coming out of a battle? Things are really good in your life. Is there a battle around the corner? Okay, you know, again, speaking the word, stay prayed up. And God remembered. That's the title of this, and God remembered. God remembered part 2. And God remembered. stand against the enemy that oppresses you. Then blow an alarm with the trumpet. Many ways, if you don't have a trumpet, okay, you have an inner trumpet. Okay? You can blow that trumpet different ways. You can cry, and all these are definitions of this. You can cry, you can shout, and you can literally blow a trumpet. Alright? When you are in your land, when you go to war in whose land? My land. Okay? What am I made out of? What am I made out of? Excuse me? Dust. Is dust land? Yes. So personally, no matter where I am, land, whether it's a personal, whether it's in my city, in my state, whether it's a nation, all land, okay? When the enemy comes against me in my land, then I am to blow a trumpet that you may be remembered before the Lord your God. Now, this sister back here, she's getting all of it. I don't know if it's because she's just so close up here. She's getting it.
My heart is open to receive. Amen.
Now, see, last time I had chapstick on, I could hardly blow my horn. I don't know if I can blow it today. I will try. Amen. I got this from I bought it. I gave her the money from a sister that used to, I say sister. Anyway. She's Hebrew. Anyway, I did tell her. I said, you are the one supposed to tell me about God. I'm supposed to be telling you about God. You are supposed to tell me about God. That was Israel's job.
That's right.
Woo! Anyway, she used to like to listen to me. And, you know, and where the scriptures talk about, you know, that they will, the Hebrew people, the Israelite people would marvel at the Gentiles talking about God and seeing what God does. See, she would marvel. So when I asked her about a shofar, see, her clock would just start going in her head. She's like, why do you want a shofar? That's for us. No, no. See, God says to shout. When the enemy comes to war, he's oppressing you in your land. He's not supposed to be in your land. God says, make a shout. Why? Let me see how good students you are. Why were you supposed to shout? Why were you supposed to shout? Don't look at your Bible for the answer. You're supposed to know it. I'm just kidding. Look at your Bible if you don't know. I do like an open book test. Lord have mercy. I love what teacher said. We're going to have an open book test. You cannot fail an open book test. Dear Lord have mercy. Numbers chapter 10 verse 9. When you go to war in your land because the enemy is oppressing you, give a shout unto the Lord your God. Why? So that he will remember you.
Hallelujah.
When did he remember them in Psalms 106?
When they cried out.
When they cried out.
to stand.
Yes. And everybody wants a title. Yeah, because everybody wants a title. I don't even like being called elder, whatever.
Yes.
My name is Carmen, yes, and I'm just a child of God. I am precious in His sight. Woo! And if He says there's a Goliath, where is he? Where is he? Where is that uncircumcised Philistine? For this next move. If you worried about your suit and your tie, and you think if somebody comes in with blue jeans and t-shirt can't do it, but you can with your suit and tie, I've got news for you. If God uses a donkey, woo, He will use who's filled up with Him with the word. Testimony. That's what He remembers. Time is alive, and He'll do it again, again, and again, and again.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm just practicing my shout on. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. All right, there's the first remembered. That you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved. When God remembers you, the enemy has come against you in your own land. You shout and cry unto the Lord. The Lord says, I will remember you, and I will save you from your enemy. It's right here in this testimony. Also, not just war. In the day of rejoicing, verse 10, and in your set feast, and at the beginning of month, you shall blow the trumpet. So, not just at war time, not just at rough time, bad time, you should also rejoice and shout in the good time.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it tells us in verse 10. Mm-hmm. You shall blow the trumpet over your burnt offerings. That's another one. Hallelujah. Woo! For I am, it says, thus you will be bringing a remembrance before your God. In the New Testament, who do we have that as a manifestation there? Who was remembered for their offering? Come on, Bible scholars in here, come on.
Cornelius.
Cornelius. Every time you give to God, there's a memorial, and you give it with all. You give it with your heart. You give it in obedience. There's a memorial. What it says?
Yes.
To Cornelius,
God, yes.
About him?
Yes.
That He has built a memorial before you, O God, with His giving.
Yes.
Amen? And God remembered him. Amen? Woo! All right. I could go on. But y'all want prayer this morning?
Amen.
Or are we just going to go on for a few more minutes? Woo, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to share this that I saw. Now this is, I did hear somebody that we know minister this word this last week. He ministered it a while back. But I saw, as I was thinking on this, I saw something else in it. John chapter 5. New Testament. There's all kind of evidence.
Yes,
sir. All kind of evidence. But this one, I thought of in this way. And then I might just give y'all a side nugget or something else I learned. So good. Bethesda. Jesus went to Jerusalem. Now, there, because there was a Jewish festival going on. This is verse 1 on down. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool near the sheep gate. Jesus is our Lord, Savior, and He is also, if we are lambs, then He is the what? The shepherd. He went in through the sheep gate. Only shepherds go in the sheep gate. There were a lot of people. They were all sick. There was always a time that they believed that an angel would come and stir the water because they would see the water stirred, right?
Right.
So as I was thinking about this man of God that our body happens to know, he's on major networks and all of that, but he too is, you don't care about titles. But I heard him, and I thought, Lord, oh, wow. I said, oh, this goes right into the testimony. Jesus says, do you really want to be healed? That's not the only time he said that, is it? What is Bartimaeus?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do for you? Now, how did he know he was blind? Because in those days, you had to wear a special cape, shawl, so that you would be allowed to ask money for us, from others. Kind of wish we did that kind of stuff today. Different reasons, but okay. So that's how we knew, because Bartimaeus kept crying out. And God says, I'm remembering him right now. See, I healed blindness back then. Time's coming back around, and I'm going to do it again right now for him. Amen?
Because he asked for mercy.
So, there were some that were paralyzed, waiting for the bubbling of the water. They were willing to wait. Because what happened before, sister? Somebody else got
in first.
Somebody else was, no, yeah, but others got what before?
Healed.
Yeah, they got healed. So if I need healing and I hear a testimony of the Lord, a testimony that's based on this word, is what I really want to also get out. If it's based on this word, so they were willing to wait at that pool and wait for the bubbling. But because he was paralyzed, he said, when I tried to gather myself together to roll over, get in there, somebody would get in before me. Not this time. I would say every single one of you, every single one of us in here, it's our turn.
It's our turn.
It's our turn. Tell y'all later. So, what?
Before.
They had seen it before. They were just waiting for it. But you know what? It doesn't have to be just one person to get in there. It was the one that was in there first. Because see, if there's a first, there's a what?
Second and a third.
It's all of our turn. That is a testimony. He was willing to wait because he had seen it happen before.
God.
But he didn't have to get into the pool. Then you know all he needed? What was all he needed?
Jesus.
Listen, all he needed. All he needed. Let's find it. Woo! Jesus said in the sixth, this man's been waiting for 38 years. Yeah, I've been waiting for some stuff for 26, 27 years now. That's a long time till the Lord always reminds me Israel had to wait for 400 years. Just to hear a word from him. I'm like, Lord, I thank you I don't have to wait 400 years. But 26, 27 years, Lord, I am waiting. Remember me. But I'm going to keep using this word to plow through.
Amen.
And I tell that devil, hell no. Hell no off of my life.
Yeah.
See, somebody up here today ain't speaking to you that everything's perfect in their life. No, there's a lot of years, a lot of months, a lot of weeks. Yeah. I have gone through hell.
Yeah.
But I've told hell no. I will win this war because my God is in me.
Yes.
And I will speak forth this word, and this word will come to pass. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to plow with this word. I'm going to sow seed with this word. I'm going to use this word to water, and God's word will grow and it will produce. Hallelujah. I should have looked up that word notice. I wonder if it means remember. Knowing that he had already been there a long time, woo, Jesus knew.
He
knew that he had been there that long time and had been in that condition. And he said to him, do you want to become well? See, some don't want to become well. They like the pity of others. And I'm sorry, but see, back sometimes I get my own little pity party, but I'm going to tell you, I don't let it last long. I'm sitting there going, no, 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 you're in a pity party. Get up. And if I have to fake laughing, I will fake laughing. I will do. I will laugh. I will shout. I will speak the word. Because you're not going to have your way in my life. God is my way. He is my life. Devil, get off my land. That's a testimony. Woo! The invalid answers, sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me into the pool. But while I am trying to come myself, somebody else steps down ahead of me. Jesus said to him, get up. Paralyzed. Jesus said, get up and just lift something. So I said, I'll fake laugh. I'll do something to get me started. Get out of that pity place. Just move something. Get up. Pick up your bed and walk. Instantly, the man became well and recovered his strength and picked up his bed and walked. Jesus, he didn't have to get into the pool. What did, what,
I just read it.
Word. Speaking.
Jesus.
Speaking. Say it.
Jesus.
Say.
Spoke. Mm-hmm. All we need a word. I just need a word. God, one word from you.
One word.
One word.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm going to sit down and be quiet because all I need is one word. That's what Jesus gave me too. Then get up. Get up. And didn't that happen before? Remember the guys that wanted to get their friend healed? They took off the roof of a house.
Uh-huh.
And they lowered him.
Yeah.
Jesus said, get up. Mm-hmm. Move. Mm. Do something.
Mm.
Speak the word. Mm. Dance. Shout. Because your God is alive. If your God is alive, time is alive. If time is alive, he will do his word again for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope who was encouraged today. Don't just raise your hand for me. I like truth and honesty. If you got something from this today for yourself that you can honestly take with you and live out and grow with it, raise your hand.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
Don't lie before God.
That's right.
Don't lie before God. He knows every thought. He knows every intent. Karen, did that clear it up a little bit? Did that clear it up a little bit? You see, we see how time is alive now. Woo! All right, now I'm going to share a nugget with you. I've been excited for a couple of months here. We thought we were coming last month, but anyway, we had something else going on. Alright, I'm going to share this nugget. Maybe one day Kathy and I will start preaching on it and expound. But you are the first ones without preaching this that I'm going to share this nugget because it's just so good, okay? Okay? We know about the beautiful gate. We know about the beautiful gate. The man was laid at the beautiful gate. Alright, in our culture, when we hear something like beautiful gate, what do we think? What is the first thing that we honestly think when we hear they laid him at gate beautiful or at beautiful gate? What do we think? Huh? Yeah, if it's heaven, it's what? It is its word. It's beautiful. We think it's a gate. That's why they call it the beautiful. I don't know what that gate looked like. It could have been ugly. You know what it means? Y'all really want to know?
Yes. Yeah.
I want y'all to act like you really want to know.
Yes, we want to know.
Shake yourself, get up, do something. You want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It means right time.
Woo!
The gate of right time.
The gate of lay me at gate beautiful. Lay me at the right time.
That's good.
I'm going to tell you what. See, we need to get in here and get out the Hebrews and study this word because the blood in Revelation 12:11 means the seat of life.
You're just reading blood.
Okay. There's no people like, oh, the Bible's got everything. No, it doesn't. There's some translation missing.
Yeah.
That's what's missing. Gate beautiful. They kept his family, whoever, friends, whoever, kept laying him at this gate for the right time. Oh, God, put me in the... Oh, God, put me at the right time.
Right time.
Oh, God, put me at the... I had to share that. You're the first one besides Kathy. Because I swore her to secrecy. I said, don't you preach it. I'm going to share that right here at Christ Central. I think we need to make it up.
It's your time.
It's your time. followers, because I know y'all are offended, and I'm going to get it to somebody, because I'll keep on. Love you. Love you. I truly love you all. Hallelujah. And I so, oh God, I believe that God has hit the mark.
Yes.
With all of us today. Because he gave me stuff this morning I didn't even know. This is not even my note.
Not even.
I mean a little bit of it.
Lord.
Now I've done my songs that none of that was even in my notes. A little bit of it was, the revelations was, but anyway, a little bit. But most of it was I think you call it fresh manna.
Fresh manna.
Hallelujah.
This morning. I get nervous
when I get in front of you.
I can blow you. I'm not
going to
try this morning.
Cheers.
Shout!
Woo! 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 Glory!
Hallelujah.